Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Final stretch. Don't have much time left. Congratulations, though, to the winner for the copy of Win Tran's book. You're just going to love it. Starry Kitchen is, it's going to be great. You're going to love it. Great recipes and a good story with a lot of neat pictures. Okay, so wine of the week. I want to revisit a couple old friends. First, the real wine of the week, available at Jacob Liquor Exchange, by the way, is an old friend that's been on the program twice now in the past, because the first time I featured it, it was the 2012 edition of the J-Lore Los Osos Merlot. Then, a year or so later, we did the 2013 edition. Well, it's time for the 2014 edition. And let me tell you something. I know why I like it. It's not a secret. Guy likes pretty stout oak, not only in white wine, but in red wine as well. This wine has such a great track record. Now I have three editions in my wine cellar. I've got 12, 13, and 14. And the 14 J-Lore Los Osos Merlot is so aromatic and so bright with fruit, and then with a pretty stout dose of, by the way, new American oak from Missouri, medium plus toast with toasted heads. Yeah, that's a lot of oak influence. But the wine's 85% Merlot, 15% Malbec. It was harvested in September 9th of 2014 for the next 2 weeks or so. The wine was picked at fairly high sugar content, 25.9 degree Brix, but it's a moderate alcohol, 13.8 today is pretty moderate. The fruit in this wine and the smells, and you can just keep your nose in the glass forever. It's so pretty. And I just think that this wine, even as the temperature warms up, would be a great red wine for your summer outdoor cooking, whether it's burgers on the grill, some steaks. How about herb roasted chicken with maybe a side of cheese tortellini? The wine is different with that little bit of Malbec, but it's a Merlot through and through. It's from J-Lore. It's the 2014 edition of J-Lore Los Osos Merlot, and it's a beauty. But wait, that's not all. I wanted to visit another friend, and that other friend happens to be Endless Crush Rosé from Inman Family Winery. It's in Santa Rosa, and I'm telling you, we had a bottle last night, Beth and I did, that I brought back from out there. You can't get it locally, and you might not even find it on their website. And by the way, that's Inman, I-N-M-A-N, familywinery.com. Kathleen Inman makes a little bit of this. The reason it's called Endless Crush is when she was putting this together when she realized it was her anniversary. She put the name on it and gave it to her husband as a anniversary gift. Well, that's the Reader's Digest version anyway. But strawberry and minerality and orange peel, and it was just such a fun, beautiful colored, passion fruit-driven rosé. Speaking of rosé, there's some great events coming up. I think first I should tell you about, give you a quick reminder about the Orpheum event. It's right around the corner, the Celebrity and Chef Cook-Off. This is the 16th annual. I can't believe that. It's Tuesday, June 13th, next week, 6 p.m. You can learn more at WichitaOrpheum.com. I'll be there judging. Denise Neal will be there judging, and my lovely wife Beth will be there judging. Some of the chefs best in the town and their assistants, a who's who of Wichita. Again, it's the Orpheum Celebrity and Chef Cook-Off coming up next week. And then, now I get back to the rosé part, right around the corner, this is going to be fun. Botanica is such a pretty place, and this is such the perfect time of year to visit Botanica. And Kelsey Webb is doing such a great job with all kinds of family events. Botanica.org. Start looking at events. This event has been a great success in the past, but now it's going to be even better because I get to do it. It's called Unwind, Unwind, Unwind. And we're doing two events on the books right now, June 21st, week after next, warm weather wines for summer. I might sneak in that J-Lore Merlot. It's such a beauty. And then July 26th, Rosé Rocks. Both of these events will be great food, family style, fun, and I'll tell you about all the wines. You get five wines each night, and it's just going to be a hoot. Again, botanica.org to learn more. And come see me, June 21st, warm weather wines for summer, July 26, Rosé Rocks. The first one's almost sold out, so you got to hurry. And it's a great deal. Full dinner. $45 for members of Botanica and $50 for not. Order the tickets online. Sign up today. Now, with that, we're out of time. I hate that, but I hope you'll come back next Saturday here, noon to 1, for the lunch hour with Good Life Guy. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.